gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is a Monday. So glad that you are here with us. Twitter and Instagram, that's where you can find us and follow, at Joe and Alex Show. Of course, joeandalexshow.com. There's a lot of Joe and Alex Show here on the Joe and Alex Show, like our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. See, there's a pattern, 833-563-2539. Now, today, though, it's not Joe and Alex. It's actually Joe Pork Chop and Live the Web Girl. Alex was in, I believe, Dallas, Texas over the weekend. Crazy weather. Flight delayed so late, so she took the rest of the day off today because she got in so late. But she will be back tomorrow. But that doesn't mean we don't do Murder Monday. You'd have to kill us for us not to do Murder Monday. So we have got a Murder Monday coming up for you around 7:30, 6:30 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. Pride, a big event going on this past weekend. You can see that on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. But I had a really cool chance to interview Lizzo. And that's the one thing. We can talk to people all day, Live the Web Girl. Good morning. And
good morning.
We can do our thing, but I am so nervous at interviews for whatever reason. Pork Chop was in the room and he said I did okay, but I don't know. I have audio, which might be awkward.
Right. I have heard you do interviews before. I was not here for this one, but I don't know what you let take over your body, but it's like all of these anxieties and nerves and everything.
For sure.
You can sometimes get awkward. Now, you're not every interview. You're not every interview. So I'm excited to see how this one went.
I felt like it was awkward. But the record people's like, oh, that was interesting. So I don't know what that means.
That means it was awkward
okay.
If they said that.
All right. So, but that was my weekend. Pride, doing everything, hanging out with my wife, Lindsay. I had a good time. Just, I feel like, here's where I feel so weird. I feel like I'm an elitist or something because I'm not a rich radio guy. I wish. We've been talking for a while to compromise my relationship with my wife, Lindsay, about getting somebody like once or twice a month to clean the house.
Okay, yeah.
We finally found somebody. It's actually pretty darn cheap. Like, DM me on the side. If this person works out, I'll hook you up.
Just really?
Because they're good people. They are. I couldn't believe it. They were half of what somebody else charged. So I hope they're good.
Yeah.
But the prices weren't too bad is the point. But that's the whole weekend. We were trying out, like, hey, people that I feel so weird saying housekeeper. Like, I have a butler, too, or something. But that was my weekend. What about you, Liv? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was, like, a little busy. We had Pride on Saturday, which was just, like, so much fun, such a great experience. But honestly, I was just excited yesterday to just relax
yep.
and not have to worry about anything. And that's what I did all day. I literally just like lounged and cuddled with my boyfriend's dog. And my boyfriend, he had to work a little bit. But yeah, I basically just vegged out all day. And I needed it so, so bad. Because Saturday we had Pride all day. And then right after that, I had to go to my boyfriend's parents' house. Because they were having a party there later. So I was like running nonstop
no
on
break.
Saturday.
No yeah. break. Laziest person we know, obviously, we all agree, is Pork Chop. no kidding. Producer Pork Chop, how was your weekend, man?
Good. Yesterday I just worked a lot. I was at the waiter job from like noon to 9. And then I had to Uber drive a little bit after.
So. You sound really tired,
yeah.
dude. You sound so tired
yeah,
right
I don't
now.
I think I've slept since, I don't know, maybe Thursday night.
Jeez.
Wow.
Did you go to bed last night at all?
For about 30 minutes.
No way. That's insane. Oh my gosh. Well, you need to get some coffee.
You look good this morning, honey. You look
yeah,
refreshed.
Yeah, I have caffeine pills. You should have told me to bring them.
Oh,
I only use them for very extreme measures.
I guess next
like
time.
Like today.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are what we call the pork chop pills. We just keep them a little side there. Let's just keep them in here next to the coffee.
Yeah.
When they don't work, just pop them in there.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
James Corden hosted the 2019 Tony Awards, and during the very first opening number, he stopped the performance to call someone out in the crowd.
Brian, where are you going?
I just have to go to the bathroom.
Now? I mean, the show literally just started. We're in the middle of the opening number.
I know, but I really have to go.
Really? You can't just wait?
I am bloated as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Is it Bryan Cranston or
yes,
something?
Yes, that was Bryan Cranston, for those of you who do not know. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. Cardi B is showing off the side effects of her recent cosmetic surgeries, which are her really, really awful swollen feet.
She Those are cankles, Liv. Holy.
Dude, I've never seen anything like that ever. And I've seen celebrities and like people post pictures when they're pregnant of their swollen feet. These swollen feet don't compare to anything I've ever seen before. She posted a picture of her feet to social media saying, "Look how swollen my feet get every time I take my flight. My stomach gets even more puffy." Cardi B explained that due to the fact that my feet and stomach burn when I get puffed up, the doctors had advised her to halt performing. And she says this is due to her recent plastic surgery that she's gotten, which she's had a lot of complications from.
Yeah, I mean, that's no joke when you go in there and you do stuff that's not normal to your body. But yeah. I saw all that, I was like, oh my, that's fake. That's not Cardi B. Like, it's just an insane photo.
Oh my gosh, it's honestly kind of disturbing. So I will post that up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show in a couple of minutes after the garbage is done.
Yeah, you have to see it if you've not seen
that
yet.
It's crazy. Celine Dion's Las Vegas residency has come to an end after 16 years and over 1,000 shows. Her last performance at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace was Saturday night, and Dion said it was bittersweet. She said, "Vegas has given me, in a way, stability to be home every night, raising my kid. I mean, I love touring, don't get me wrong, but it's just very, very different." She also talked about the doubt she had when it began and how her late husband, Renee, put those to rest.
"The energy around this whole project and dream was not very positive. Oh, the Titanic is going to sink again. This is going to be the end of her career." And then at one point, Renee kind of just like, "Hey, people. If we start to listen to everybody, do we believe in our project? Do we believe in this or not?" And it shook everybody in the right way.
Hold on. I know you have one more story or something like that. Who could hate
right?
on this beautiful angel? I think we have to pay her homage right now.
Celine Dion is like an international treasure. Her tour starts on September 18th. It's her Courage World Tour, and I am going to try to go.
I'll go with you.
I think Joe's going to try to go. Maybe we'll make a whole show thing.
Let my heart go on.
A little bit more, Liv. I'm sorry. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes.
God, we harmonized the heck out of that.
I know.
Wow.
You sound angelic.
Wow.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are married. The couple tied the knot on Saturday in an intimate ceremony in Montecito, California, at the same ranch where her great uncle JFK honeymooned. Only about 60 family and friends were in attendance, including Schwarzenegger's parents, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and Pratt's 6-year-old son, Jack, from his first marriage to Anna Faris, who was also believed to be in attendance. The Guardians of the Galaxy actor popped the questions to Schwarzenegger in January after 7 months of dating.
I'd be so nervous about asking the father for the hand in marriage. Like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, just a little intimidating.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. Time for a little Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
All right, let me kick things off. We'll go around the room. We got Liv the Web Girl and producer Port Chop in the studio today. Four Oklahoma teens risked their lives to save a 90-year-old woman trapped inside a burning house. The woman, Catherine Ritchie of Tulsa, said she was getting ready for bed when a fire broke out inside of her home that she's been living in for nearly 60 years. She said, "I turned around and the head of my bed was covered in flames. 14 boys ages 14 to 17 were outside at the time, and they noticed a little strange smell. Kind of smelled like burning rubber, they said. Catherine tried to put out the fire herself, but eventually gave up and called 911 for help. She said, the smoke was so bad I couldn't see to get out of my room. I was feeling along the wall. I went to the closet, actually, instead of the door to get out of the room, which really got me kind of, out of whack. I finally was able to get to the door. Well, while she tried to feel her way out, the boys jumped into action. They kicked down the door. Hi-ya! And they got inside. A kid named Nick Bird, he's 14, the youngest out of them. He managed to get through that back door and ran inside, finding her trapped in a hallway that was filled with smoke. You could not see, you could not breathe. He ended up picking her up. She's 90, she's spry, but she's kind of walking like me, nice and slow and steady. He's like, come on, Catherine. About to put you in my arms like we're married. We're going to walk out this door together. And that's what he did. He picked her up and they made it out safely. Firefighters were able to stop the flames from spreading, so most of her house is still saved. And it's still unclear what started the fire, but thank God those kids were there, because, man, even if you're not old, but could you imagine trying to find your way out of a smoke-filled house?
No, that's
you can't
terrifying.
See where you're going. You go into your closet instead of your door. Thank God those boys were outside and ended up helping her out. Live the Web Girl, what do you got today for a little Monday motivation?
Okay, so this homeless man was readmitted to the University of Texas at Austin to finish his degree after 35 years. So his name is David Carter, and he has been panhandling downtown Austin on the dreg for like the last like 6 years or
wow,
something.
Okay, so for a long,
yes.
long time.
And a student at UT of Austin met him because of an assignment that he had to do with, I guess, like the homeless of Austin.
Okay.
He met him, and he's known him for, I guess, about like 4 years now. And so over the time of getting to know him, he's really cared for him and like really wanted him to be able to go back to school. So the homeless man, David Carter, is just missing a semester of school left. So he has 87 credit hours completed of college at UT of Austin, but because of a late diagnosis of schizophrenia and a problem with addiction, he ended up having to drop out. And so now, after all of this time, this student has helped him get him readmitted. He will not have to pay a dime to go there and finish up his last semester.
Wow, that's
yeah.
really
cool.
And he
cool. says he really loves to write mm-hmm. and that he's been writing for the past 30 years while he has been like homeless.
Yeah.
And his like greatest goal is to write a novel and complete a novel. So yeah, how exciting.
That is so cool that he's turning his life
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I know. Just getting another chance at life. I love it.
Brand new with Little Monday Motivation, producer Porkchop. What do you got, my man?
There's this photo that was going viral over the weekend. I'm sure you've seen it. But before I tell you about it, Joe, I want you to think of something. What's one of your favorite things? Pick a favorite food.
Favorite food?
Or from like a favorite fast food place.
Oh my gosh. Well, like maybe like a Big Mac or like
All
a
right,
bean
so
burrito.
You, so you go to McDonald's, you're in the drive-thru, everyone's getting their Big Macs, you're next in line. And then, oh, sorry, out of Big Macs. How are you going to react?
Oh, I'm going to be very upset, to be honest with you. I'm like, how did you not prepare? You knew I was coming.
Exactly, of course. Well, this 9-year-old boy and his mom in Orlando, Florida, went to Universal's Island of Adventure theme park. But this 9-year-old boy, Ralph, he's autistic.
Okay.
And he was looking forward to going all weekend, and he went to his favorite ride, the Spider-Man ride.
Dun-dun-dun, Spider-Man. Yeah, okay.
And it broke down.
Oh, my gosh.
Right before he goes on.
Oh, that's terrible.
So he lost it. He kind of threw like a little temper tantrum. He was lying down on the ground, and that's where this viral photo came in.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see this boy lying down on the ground, and then some lady lying down on the ground next to him. It was actually a theme park worker, and she just lied down next to him, calmed him down. And
so she knew what she was doing then. Okay.
Yeah. She knew. She could tell. She had some experience with autistic children.
Yeah.
So she knew like how to lie down and calm them down. And the photo just went viral.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, give us a little bit because we're kind of like short staffed today, but we will get this up. But we'll throw all these stories, like little links to them online at joeandalexshow.com. And we might even put a link up on our Instagram to swipe up just to make sure you follow us somehow, some way. You can get all the information right there. That's your Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it this morning. A hiker in Arkansas was rescued after he went missing for about a week. A lot of people going missing lately. I don't think I'm going to be doing any hiking soon. A 38-year-old man from Texas, he texted his mom on June 1st to say he was lost and to send help. A chopper crew finally spotted him on Friday. It took rescues on the ground about an hour to reach him after they had visual confirmation, and then several more hours to carry him out. He was dehydrated, which makes sense, but he overall in good spirits when he was found. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation and is expected to be okay. So that's good news, but once again, do not ask me to go on a hike with you. This is a sign.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the fifth person or something this year that's gone missing on a hike.
Yeah, I don't have time for hiking. Sorry, I don't even want to go for a walk. I'm staying inside. I've never gotten lost inside. All right, police in Texas, they surrounded a home after the owner called to report a broken window, and they were hearing some noise. Sounds like a burglar to me. Body cam footage shows that when police entered, they realized it wasn't an actual burglar, but...
There's someone inside. Hey, we got the house running. Come on out.
Police, let me see your hand. That's a deer. It's a deer. It's a deer. It's a deer. Stand down.
It's a doe. Don't shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it makes sense. It's running around, banging into stuff, making noise. It was a deer that ran through the window and then was confused and scared trying to get out. And eventually the deer was okay, and they let the deer out, and the officers were okay, too. But, gosh, that's got to be scary.
Yeah, how stupid would you kind of feel, too?
Well, I mean,
you're trying to talk to, like, you think you're talking to a burglar.
Get down!
And then it's like a deer.
Hands on your antlers! Now! What's your name? Rudolph? I don't care. No, but that is a crazy video. You can see at joeandalexshow.com. Another video you probably don't want to see, but it'll be there for you. A Burger King employee. Oh, gosh. This could be a game. What happened at a fast food place? A Burger King employee was caught mopping the tables in the play area. Does that make sense to anybody? Mopping, which is the ground, the tables, which is up where you sit. And okay, just listen to this news story.
There's no mistaking it. That Burger King employee is mopping a table in the kids' area.
What goes through your head?
I was just disgusted, honestly. I had just ate on that table. Like, did you do this yesterday? Do you do this every night? Did you do this morning?
Katie Zoran recorded this video at the St. Johns County restaurant and has questions for Burger King. She sent the video straight to corporate and received this response. Thank you again for bringing this matter to our attention, and rest assured that your comments have been forwarded to the appropriate management team.
There is going to be a review on every page because I feel like this is unacceptable.
We looked into this Burger King's inspection reports with the state. It shows 7 basic violations and 1 intermediate violation, including vents in the kitchen containing mold and the interior of the freezer soiled with food residue.
Ew.
Unsanitary? It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, nothing's good when you hear the word soiled. It's not good. Now, it's really interesting to me, too, that they were scrubbing the tables with the mop and, like, the hamburger buns. No, I'm just kidding,
like,
about that.
I don't understand what causes someone to do that. Like, that is so disgusting.
Yeah, I only worked at, I worked at Subway for about 6 months before I got fired for giving out free subs. And I worked at McDonald's for 4 hours until I messed up the order so bad they took me off the shift. And that was my last day. But I knew, like, I would never mop a table.
No, like, I was a waitress at, like, a brewery and restaurant. And I was not a good waitress. I'll definitely admit that. I definitely was never remembering your extra ranch or, like, to get you a refill. But I would never go that far. I would never do that.
All right. Now, let's see. We got a few more stories here. What do you think about this? I know Alex, if she was here today, would be freaking out, but I think this is great. Walmart is now offering to have one of its employees deliver fresh groceries and put them in your refrigerator when you're not home. They're calling this service in-home delivery, and they'll be offering it this fall for more than 1 million customers, but only in 3 cities. Just try it out. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Missouri, and Vero Beach, Florida. It's the new service. Customers place a grocery delivery order online, then select the option of in-home delivery. Then a delivery day, you know, when you want it actually done. The worker will then use the smart entry technology, they call it, and some other software they have. And they have a camera, too, to access inside your house. I guess you sign up with this. And that allows shoppers to control access into their home and give them the ability to watch the actual people that are there. Remotely, so you can see who's in their house and when. Walmart said the workers will go through an extensive training program that'll prepare them to figure out, hey, is this fresh food? What's the best kind to pick out? But also how to organize a refrigerator. I say bring it on because they have all the things covered. What do you guys think? Would you let somebody inside of your house to drop off groceries?
I mean, the fact that they know that they're going to be videotaped, I feel like, you know, they'll try to act their best and be on their best behavior, but there are still some psychos out there. To now, I don't think I ever could, just because of how many Murder Mondays I've listened to.
Yeah,
I'm smarter than that now.
All right, and finally, wrapping up with sports, crazy stuff to kick it off. David Big Papi Ortiz, a 3-time World Series champion during his career with the Boston Red Sox, was shot Sunday at a bar in the Dominican Republic. He went into surgery, but everything's going as well as it can be, according to the doctor. He's currently, quote, out of danger, but I don't know if it was like a beef or they were trying to rob him, but it's like, dang, man, you think you're on top of the world, and then somebody shoots you in the back, literally. Other sports, Sir Winston won the 151st running of the Belmont Stakes, so he won't be turned into glue. That's nice. NHL, the Bruins beat the Blues last night. Kind of a blowout. I think it was 5-1 the final there in Game 6. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals is Wednesday night. I'm staying up for that one.
I am so excited. This is going to be a really, really good Game 7. This has turned into such a good series. A lot of people have thought that the Bruins were going to just completely blow out the Blues and like beat them in 4 games. So I'm new Game 7.
And then NBA tonight, the finals could be over. It's game number 5 in Toronto. The Raptors lead that series against the Warriors 3-1.
Right.
Something tells me that it's going to be a big win tonight for the Raptors.
So people think that if the Warriors win tonight, then Toronto is not going to win another game. That's it for Toronto. I mean, don't forget, the Warriors did blow a 3-1 lead.
So anything is
anything
possible.
Anything can happen.
All right, well, we'll definitely let you know tomorrow in Joe's Need to Know News, but that's today's edition of it. You can check it out online. Just go to joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. That's 833-563-2539. When it comes to people on the show, Liv the Web Girl, I'd say, is probably the party, or at least you're always going out, you're living your life the most out of anybody.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
And I'm wondering if this is something you would actually do. People are getting sick of drinking and going out to the bars, and they're saying that investors, people are now opening up and betting on things for people that are sober curious. Now, what is that? Well, it's like where they want to go out and do things that don't involve drinking. Like, they might want to go to the bar, but they don't want to have alcohol there. So they're kind of dry bars. There's no alcohol. There's other activities, there's food, there's fun, there's games, but no booze involved. It sounds like a nightmare to me. 833-JOE-ALEX. Getaway, they say, is a sober bar. It's a new kind of dry nightlife option that's cropping up in New York City. The idea is to provide outlets for people who want to socialize in a bar-like location and setting, but without having to drink alcohol when they do so. They're saying this is kind of becoming a trend, a bigger thing. People are paying greater attention to their mental and health and wellness, and they're saying more Americans are looking to reduce their alcohol intake. They say people of all ages are drinking less beer, while millennials are drinking less overall. Well, we're all millennials, so I find this very interesting. I feel like every time it's the weekend, I see people out and about drinking all the time.
Yeah, I feel like that. I hear people say that it's down, like millennials drinking. Maybe it is a little bit, just because there's more to than maybe like back in the day or generations before. But like, I mean, all my friends pretty much drink every weekend. So
would your friends live the web girl in? And if you're listening, 833-JOE-ALEX, would you rather go out to the bar, just get ripped, get lit, dance, and just have a good time and like smash some pizza or some like Taco Bell at 2 or 3 in the morning when it's all said and done? Or would you rather just kind of go somewhere where they don't have it, or even just stay home? Like, this is the old man in me. I kind of like a game night at somebody's house where you're playing video games and like board games and just talking and socializing. I guess maybe I'm the person they're talking about that are getting sick of going out drinking all the time.
Yeah, but when we've had game nights at your house, you're still drinking.
Well, that's because the people I'm around, I have to be drunk.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair. No, but I'm saying you're right, but I wouldn't mind taking the alcohol out of it.
Okay, yeah. So here's my thing. I don't mind having like a sober weekend, like every now and then, or like I don't even mind it at all. Like, I don't mind staying in, watching a movie, or maybe like going out to like a nice dinner and not drinking, whatever. Here's my whole problem with these like sober bars.
Okay.
Bars suck.
What do you mean?
Bars suck if you're not drinking. Like, no one wants to hang out at a bar if they aren't drinking. And these bars, too, they have, like, these mock teenies, like, mocktails, like,
yeah.
cocktails that don't have alcohol in them that are still like $14. I don't want to pay $14 for like a fake Moscow Mule.
What if they gave you a $7 one, like a half price one? No, there's no alcohol in
no,
it.
No, absolutely not. I would just rather, like, I don't understand like the whole like trying to make it seem like a drinking bar, but just like not the drinking involved. Like, bars are not typically fun if you're not like drunk or if there's not a game going on.
No, I agree. And listen, I'm sure I've been an annoying person, but I can't stand when I'm sober and everybody else is drunk. I'm like, oh my God, they're so annoying.
Right, no, and I agree. And I read an article about this before, and it said that one of the guys went to a bar beforehand to have some drinks and then went to the sober bar. So he basically pre-gamed for the sober bar. And I'm like, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Also, like, if I'm 100% sober, I don't like to be around like a ton of drunk people. So I kind of get like, this is a safe space for like people who don't want to like who want to go out but don't want to be drunk and also don't want to be around a bunch of obnoxious drunk people. But like, why make it like a bar? Why not make it like something cooler, like laser tag or something? Like, I just don't,
you know, it's better than laser tag sober.
What?
Laser tag when you're drunk.
Well, yeah, because a lot of things are more fun when you're drunk. Let's just be honest here.
Pew, 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 pew. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm worried that people might be sleeping right now that do this, but I know some people are out there. And if you need to be anonymous, maybe it's kind of a little risque, the answer you have for our question. You can be anonymous. Just tell Porkchop that when he gets the phone at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. The question we're asking right now is, I'm a blank by day and a blank by night. Now, I mean, I'm trying to think like, well, I'm a teacher by day, a stripper by night. That's kind of an extreme one. It doesn't have to be that. I'm just interested in the different hats that people might wear, because there's this cool story that came out from the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. You got the St. Louis Blues taking on the Boston Bruins, and there's this cool story about the Boston Bruins guy. He actually sings their national anthem, but he does so much more than that. Check this out.
Todd Angeli, the powerful vocalist who sings the anthem down on the frozen third floor of TD Garden, has more than just vocal duties during Bruins games. This is Todd at around 6 p.m. when doors open. He tends bar at the Boston Garden Society sports desk on the fifth floor. As game time approaches, he makes his way down to the ice to perform the anthem. Todd was one of 52 finalists who auditioned for the job vacated with the retirement last spring of Garden legend Rene Rancourt. Professionally trained in opera at the New England Conservatory, Todd also has a day job. He's a probation officer. Here you see him during this first intermission.
All right, how cool is that? This guy by the day is a probation officer. He
That's
then goes
crazy
at night and works at the Boston Bruins games. He's a bartender, but then, like, as he's getting people, you know, lit up before the game starts, he has to go change into a tuxedo, and he belts out one hell of a national anthem. I'm going to play that for you. But 833-JOE-ALEX, I'm very curious to know your what by day and then what by night. But check him out. This is him actually singing. Got some pipes right there.
Wow.
Oh, pork chop, you didn't cut out the end. How American are you, man? Dang, bro, you left me hanging in the free.
Yeah, this is why I don't sing the national anthem.
Now, I know producer Porkchop, he's getting phone calls right now at 833-JOE-ALEX, but he's an example of somebody, Liv, where he's a morning show producer during the day, or I guess early morning. Then at night, he's like a steak guy?
A hostess? A server.
And then he's like a bartender. Then he's an Uber and Lyft driver. I mean, he's got a lot of hats on there.
Yeah, he wears a lot of hats.
What are you? You're a radio person in the morning.
I'm a radio person in the morning. And then by night, I am a daycare babysitter.
Oh, gosh. Still enjoying that?
No, I'm not. But I might have another job here soon. So maybe I'll add a third hat to that.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Christina's on the Joe and Alex Show. Christina, what are you by the day? What are you doing in the day?
I'm a nurse by day.
And what other job are you doing at night?
I'm a mom by night.
Oh, that's a good one.
Porkchop's saying that doesn't count.
Do what?
He says it doesn't count as another job.
Hilarious, Joe.
Oh, you have no clue.
Dang, Porkchop. Why would you say that about Christina? Hey, Christina, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. You have Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. Good morning. What are you by day?
I work in human resources by day, and then I have two jobs in the evening. I work every Friday cleaning a spa, and then I also clean eight elderly people's homes after work.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Would you admit that there's a smell to old people?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, does that there ever is. Bother that's- you?
No, not really. I've lost both my parents and my grandparents, so, you know, it warmed me to be able to help them also.
I'm a single mom,
so there you go.
Oh, dang, you're busy as heck. Now, being dead serious here about the old people, because I think the smell of old people is them, they are dying, but what do you use to get out that smell? Do you use, like, a candle? Is it Febreze cover up the old people stank? What is it?
Actually, no. I clean using Norwex. It's all natural, and it takes the smell away.
All really? Right. Norwex?
So use the Norwex. There you go. I'm the commercial.
I love it. Yeah, you just got paid right there. You got your three-month trial right there. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Let's wrap it up with Atlanta. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you during the day?
Hi, I am an engineer by day, and I am a dance teacher by night.
Ooh, what kind of dance do you teach? Because Liv the Web Girl's got some dance skills.
Tap, jazz, and ballet.
Oh, that was, I used to teach tap and jazz when I was in high school to the little ones.
I started teaching in high school.
Atlanta.
Oh, that's so cool.
Are you like a train engineer? You drive trains?
No, like an engineer working on parts to design them.
Oh,
ooh, nice. Fancy.
I think Porkchop was hoping to hear your best choo-choo.
Yeah.
Can you give it to him? He's really desperate for it right now. Can you give him a little choo-choo?
Please.
Choo-choo.
Ooh, you could be an engineer of
Atlanta,
a train.
There you go. It's a lot different than the type of train Porkchop was thinking about. So, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. It's very curious to know what you do by day and then what you're actually doing by night. No, I feel like I'm Alex because Alex is out today and Liv the Web Girl's holding down the garbage. Be honest, did you fart? Yes or no? Because it smells like a wet fart up in this place
That's
right now.
That's so
Liv.
Gross. I hate when you say wet fart. That's so gross. No, I did not fart. I'm eating beef jerky.
Don't
really?
Say the brand.
Why?
Because they're sponsors.
Okay. Well, not knocking our sponsor, but man, fix your jerky so it doesn't smell like a wet turd.
Ew. That's so gross. I'm trying to eat it.
That's what my nose was saying. All right, here we go. Try to contain yourself. It's time for the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight from The Office, is receiving some pushback from cops after he bashed them on social media. The Office star slammed cops on social media, and he included an image of a noose and wrote that responding officers had asked the family, "What's the big deal?" So this noose was found in his friend's yard.
Yeah, hanging in the tree or something.
Yeah. And the officer... So he told the officer that the noose is a symbol of lynching, which was used to hang thousands of African Americans, especially by the Klan. But cops say that they are investigating the incident as a hate crime and have been looking for a surveillance video to help in their hunt for the person responsible. So I guess Rainn Wilson just thought they weren't taking it as seriously as they should have been. Kylie Jenner is getting absolutely destroyed on Twitter after throwing a Handmaid's Tale party for her best friend Stassi's birthday. The young makeup mogul went all out with decorations and elaborate costumes and even had everyone getting into character, calling them the men Commander and the women dressed in red with a name beginning with of, like how they do in the show,
mm-hmm.
like kind of symbolizing that the women belong to the men. Followers on Twitter were upset at this particular inspiration, even if it's Kylie's favorite show ever. The waitstaff offering food and drinks to the guests were dressed as a servant class Marthas from the show, while drinks and greetings picked up on the religious expressions from the show, like under his eye and may the Lord open. One young lady was trying to refer to herself as of Ariel in a video. One of her friends, Stassi, shared that video on Instagram, and it would not suggest that she is wholly owned by her commander as the show does by making their name of the man who brutally enslaves and rapes them for purposes of protection. So at least some of the attendants didn't seem too familiar with the show. But people were so angry about this on Twitter. Some of these comments included, Kylie Jenner is having a theme party of The Handmaid's Tale, so who's going to tell her that her party is literally celebrating female enslavement for their biological reproduction? And someone else wrote, the fact that Kylie Jenner actually threw a Handmaid's Tale themed birthday party is so disturbing, I am actually dumbfounded.
Why are we getting upset at an actual like TV show?
That's what I want to know. Would you be upset by this because you are a fan of the show?
It's a TV show, guys. If this is really happening in real life, then yeah, I'd be like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, if we had slaves, yeah, that's right. A problem. We get so upset at everything. Can we just be, like, cool for a bit? Just chill?
Larry King's wife, Sean, says Larry is doing well and resting up after his heart scare in April. The TV icon was hospitalized a couple of months ago and underwent an angioplasty where doctors inserted stents into a collapsed artery. This is what she had to say.
Everyone wants to know how Larry. Everyone's concerned about him. We haven't seen him.
Thank you. He's good.
Are we going to see him out again?
100% you will.
We are.
100%. He just had an issue with his heart.
Yeah. At that age, the ticker.
He just had a procedure.
Yeah.
Fine. An angiogram.
Some stents, angiogram, got it.
Okay, and Justin Bieber challenged actor Tom Cruise to a UFC-style fight.
Yeah, do it!
Right? The pop star tweeted, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight at Dana White, who is a commissioner for, I think, the UFC?
Yep.
Tom Cruise seems to be the early favorite, according to initial replies, like saying, we don't like your odds, Justin. I'd buy this pay-per-view and Cruise would win in like 90 seconds. Tom Cruise is ageless. He'd smoke beebs. Even FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai weighed in saying Mission Impossible and other news about Justin Bieber. So hopefully that will happen, but I don't think it actually will.
I don't think it will, but I wonder who's taller. I'm going to have to look that up. I want to go with Tom
Cruise.
Justin
Bieber is definitely taller.
Oh, he is?
I think so.
He's got the height advantage. Maybe he's got the reach too.
So also, Justin Bieber tweeted out yesterday saying, more music coming. Happy Sunday. So apparently we can be expecting music from Justin Bieber, but I would not hold your breath because he has not released an album since 2015. And you know what? I don't know if he ever is going to within the next couple of years.
Come on, Bieber. Get it together, man. We need some new tunes.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Pride weekend went down this weekend. Pretty much all around the country. It's obviously Pride Month here. And in Indianapolis, Indiana, Lizzo was in town, and we got to welcome her. And it was a great show at Pride Fest. Tons and tons of people. The most awkward thing was Porkchop went on stage, Live the Web Girl. I know this will surprise you or not. And in front of like 50,000, 60,000 people, he's like, hey, you should follow me on Instagram, Producer Porkchop.
Yeah, at Producer Porkchop.
Dude, never again. You're not allowed to do stage announcements because they were pissed.
Who was pissed?
Pride was. They're like, oh, what's this guy on there? Hot? Like, who is this guy?
Yeah, just promoting himself.
They
for
were
what
not
reasons?
Pissed.
Like, not about the event or anything. Yeah, they were.
Because I represent the LGBTQ community.
Oh, because you're bisexual? That means you have to give out your Instagram handle?
Yeah, they were very happy about that.
They were really cool.
So
thanks to Indie Pride for having us out there. And there's still a lot of events going on, but thanks for letting us be a part of that. Okay. Let's get down to this nitty gritty. I got to interview Lizzo, and it was hectic. I love radio, but I feel like I can have a conversation all day with you guys in the room, and I feel like I can talk to people all day, but public speaking, genuinely just talking to anybody except for you guys in a room scares the crap out of me, which is not a good thing because, well, that's my job is to be able to do interviews.
You DJ weddings.
Yeah, but I got to interview Lizzo, and I got four clips I pulled. We're going to get video soon. Our friend Emily, who does our video, is going to send that to me, and I'll put it up eventually on our Instagram later today. But I want your honest opinion. Live the Web Girl. Alex is out today, so I need you to hate on everything I do. I need you to be like Alex.
Okay.
I need you to complain about my stuff. And Porkchop, you were there, but I want you to listen back. I will tell you, there is some edited stuff. There's a little bit of swearing. But other than that, this is kind of the raw take. Four questions. Here's question number one. I had an awkward start to the interview, and I was trying to just pretty much find out, Lizzo, where are you from? Like, where's your home? Where do you have roots? Because she was born in Detroit, Michigan. She grew up in H-Town in Houston. We're on the air in the new 92.1 radio now. And she now lives, or at least for a while did live, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now she's going everywhere. So that's where we went with this question. Hanging out with Lizzo, getting ready for Indy Pride. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, I know you get asked this question all the time. You were in... What does that mean?
What are you going to ask me?
Well, what do you think I was going to ask you?
I don't know. I get asked a lot of the same questions all the time.
That's when my butthole puckered. I'm like, oh, God. I'm sure she's been asked this question before.
So 1,000%.
So if you're keeping track, 10 seconds into the interview with Lizzo, I think I've already disappointed her.
Yeah, not,
I just
was
wondering, because
well.
Our morning show's on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, but we're on the air in Houston, Texas, which I knew you spent a lot of your... I know that, but also I know that you spent a lot of your time as an artist in Minneapolis, and you were there last night too doing a show. How was that?
I get asked that all the time.
That's where I was awkward, because I was trying to ask one thing. She interrupted me, so I'm like, oh crap, what was my question for Lizzo?
Right.
What was my question for Lizzo? And
oh,
I had my little phone for
Joe.
A cheat sheet.
Oh my God.
She just threw me off. Lizzo started becoming the interviewer instead of the interviewee.
Yeah, you can't let that happen. You know what? People always try to do that to, you know, like Jimmy Fallon.
But
Ellen.
I'm not Jimmy Fallon. I'm Joe Pesh.
Right. But this is your job.
All right. Well, it gets worse. I didn't know if you got asked, like, where you're from, where you rep. Because, like, you grew up in Michigan, and I'm from Michigan. Do you do the hand thing? Do you know what I'm talking about? This is going to be awkward. Yeah, like, see, like, I was born here, worked here, met my wife there. Now we're, like, here.
This is Detroit.
Yes, that's the
this
D.
This is where I was born.
Okay, born and raised?
I was born. I lived there till I was 9. And then I moved down to Houston, Texas.
That's way down there.
And then I lived in Houston, Texas all the way through college, my formative years. And then I went to Minneapolis for 5 years and became a solo artist. So it's really, I don't know. Every place is just as important. I spent the most time in Houston, so I am like a Texas b-. I'm a Houston girl.
So you heard it there. What do you think after the first clip, Liv?
I mean, thank goodness she's very good at her job and she's able to like keep it calm and keep it going and keep it fun, because you just sound so awkward. You sound like you're nervous.
We've got a hater on the line.
Well, 10 seconds in, it's like, blah, 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 diarrhea. Terrible. All right. Question number two. I just wanted to know, I went online, I was checking out Lizzo Be Eating, that's her Instagram, and I see certain songs, the crowd is just insane. I mean, everybody loves her anyways, but certain songs is just like, wow. The whole idea I was trying to figure out is like, what song do you just like look when people are like, you know, when you're on stage, like, wow, people are really feeling my stuff.
You asked that question to me just right now awkwardly. So I can only imagine, and I'm not Lizzo. So
all right, well, here this goes.
Is there a song in particular? Like, you got a lot of great singles off the album, but is there a song where you're like taken back? You're like, wow, people are singing it back to you, or their phones are lit up, anything? It just kind of makes you say, I can't believe I'm here.
Oh, you talking about Jerome.
Is that the song?
To be fair, I know some Lizzo songs. I did not know the song Jerome. So I was like, what? Oh, God. She's going to confuse me again.
Jerome?
I mean, that's the one where you see the view from the stage and the phones are lit up. But I would say the people get the loudest for Truth Hurts, Boys, and Juice. And that's been really exciting because I dropped Boys and Truth Hurts like 2 years ago. So to see it, you know, catch on and get all of the love that it's been getting in the last few months has been sick.
So I don't know if she just meant like sick. Or she's like, I'm sick of your crappy questions, Joe. How many more do you have for me?
Honestly, that last one wasn't as bad.
Okay.
As bad as the first one. So maybe we're going up, you know? Maybe they get less and less awkward.
We peaked at the...
That was the peak?
Sometimes you see in interviews, people have notes, like a little note. I had like a little the notepad on your iPhone. Just like a bullet
and
points.
And you're really, really bad at looking at it.
Yes. And I was trying not to look at it the whole time. Pork Chop was there. He could see it. I looked down for one thing to see my next question because she was throwing me off with what I was like. I was trying
but
to follow
you just,
along.
It just has to be like a conversation. Like you don't have to have set questions that you have to ask or just have a conversation and see where it goes next.
Well, I wanted to get to, well, here, you'll hear where it gets awkward.
Okay.
Now, I was wondering, you got a couple of collaborations on Because I Love You, like different singles, but I was wondering the one with Missy Elliott. I know, are you checking out my little cheat sheet right here?
No.
Listen, I can't memorize everything. I barely remember names.
I looked at my phone real quick. I just wanted to make sure that I knew that I had it right, that it was Missy Elliott with Tempo, and then Gucci Mane was on another song.
I think here's the thing. I think that when artists or celebrities see you doing that, it makes it seem very insincere and like you can't even remember a little bit of information for them. Like, you have no idea really who they are, you know?
Well, that's not the case, though. I just took so many notes because there's so much I wanted to ask her.
You tend to do that a lot.
Well, it's an interview. You're supposed to ask questions. Okay, listen to the rest of the awkwardness.
Wow. What's in your job? This is your job. I'm just kidding.
No, no. Lizzo, please. I'm very sensitive right here.
Wow.
No, but you got to collaborate with Missy Elliott, and I know I think you had Gucci Mane on there too.
I had Gucci Mane on my album.
Is there anybody like coming forward? Aren't you on the same record label with Cardi B?
I am.
Do you want to do something with her or anybody else?
I was just in a movie with Cardi.
I was going to ask you about that. I heard you did a little stripper pole action.
You just have to wait and see when Hustlers comes out this fall.
How was that, though, actually working on a movie? You've done, like, voiceover stuff as a character. You've got to be on screen. Is that something you'd want to do more of?
I mean, it was definitely hard work. I didn't realize, like, actors... And I even feel like that movie set was a little more chill because we got to improv and it was really fun. I feel like on, like, ones where you got to read the lines line for line, I'm sure that's hard as f***. But... I would like to do it.
Okay. I felt like that was the best part of the interview.
Yeah, that's absolutely the best part. It seemed natural the way that you like asked her those questions. It just like kind of led right into it.
Okay, now this is where it goes downhill, and this is the last question we had to wrap it up with because it got so bad.
Oh no.
Are
I'm
you
so
playing what
scared.
I think you're gonna play?
Yeah. I was asking Lizzo. I tried to get the question out, but I was kind of asking because she's really a big supporter of the and help me out here, Pork Chop, the LGBTQ. There we
community.
Go. I memorized it by now.
She's about self-love.
She is, and she's really inspiring. Me, even as a big guy, I kind of feel more confident listening to Lizzo talk and motivate. But I was asking her about, like, does she really like being involved in Pride events? Mm-hmm. Compared to, like, just doing a regular show, do they mean more or anything? And I kind of got that question out, and then it got awkward. I didn't know what to say. She put me on the spot. Listen to this, Liv.
Pride is, like, one of my favorite times of the year. I'm just going to have fun up there. Like, this is the time where I can just really let loose and be myself.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Are you excited to be at Pride?
I'm very excited. We were in the parade earlier today. It's so many people. There's probably
are you queer?
No, I mean some people.
When she asked me that, I was like, "What do I say?"
You say no.
Okay,
you're
I didn't.
Not.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now you know it's gonna get weird, right?
I think I might be bi or producer's bi. I don't know.
Some people might think I'm bi. Do you think that you're bi?
Joe, you just answer that honestly. Be like, no, I don't think I am.
But when she asked me the question, it's if I said something offensive. I'm like, I didn't.
No, she might just be curious and just asking. She's probably a person that does not assume anything about anyone. She's not going to assume someone's sexual identity or sexual orientation just by the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look. She's not going to do that. That's why she's asking you those things. Does that make sense
yes.
to you now?
This last part of the interview is when she said that, my brain was like, give Lizzo an answer that's not wrong.
I hope you didn't even turn this into like a really bad joke.
Well, you be the judge.
Well, if my wife's watching, I'm going to say no. No, I don't know. Here's what we were talking about. No, well, Lizzo, you can help me out.
Fluidity is the future, honey. It's always been fluid. Everybody's gay.
Can you answer this question then? We were talking on the air.
Go ahead. What are you laughing at there, pork chop?
You told Lizzo you're bi.
And you said if my wife's not listening, like you're kind of hinting like, oh, I'm hiding my sexuality from my wife. That's weird.
God, you know what? You go on the spot and do an interview and get put on like that. You might say things too.
And it's a guy thing, so I don't know from like a female perspective. We were talking about how I'm a straight man, whatever you want to label it as.
You're an ally.
So I'm getting corrected for everything. Of course I'm an ally. But
yeah,
people say like, hey, Joe, are you into dudes
ally.
Or girls? I'm like, well, I'm into chicks.
Yeah, that's okay, and that's fine, and that is okay.
So like,
you
would
say
consider
that
a straight dude, would you not?
Yeah, so you just say, like, no, I'm, like, oh, no, I don't identify as queer. Oh, no, I don't identify as bisexual. I don't know why you, like
yeah, if my wife's listening, like, okay.
I totally am. I don't care. I love everybody.
Go around and be like, I'm a straight man. You can know, I'm an ally for the LGBTQ+ community.
Can you be
proud of that.
I'm very proud, Lizzo. Can you answer this question, though? We were talking about, from a guy's perspective, I'm like, you know, like, sometimes I'll check out other guys and I'm like, I wonder what they're working with. Like, I'm not into that, but I'm kind of wondering, do you think that kind of, does that mean something?
All right, let's just have her answer.
I think guys do that. Not that they're necessarily into another guy, but they might actually look and like, okay.
I think that that's a really defensive statement to say, well, I'm not into that, but what that do?
No, but
you want to know what the do, and it's fine. We're going to look back and be like, oh, straight was like an oppressive tool that we used to keep people in boxes.
Are you guys hearing this? Stop oppressing me.
Yeah, dead ass. Just like live your life. Like what you like. Love what you want to love. I feel like life is way more fun that way.
Lizzo, thank you so much. It was so awesome to talk to you.
Peace out.
I feel so awkward. I'm having a full body cringe moment right now.
Was it that bad?
And Joe, literally,
I just think it was bad. Yes, I just think it was bad.
Or is it just like fun?
I think that she was trying to make it fun and light, but she might have been like, dude, this guy, like what?
And Joe, little do you know, she went on to do like a 30-minute Instagram live after your interview.
Okay.
And like, and I watched about like 20 minutes of it, and she was talking about some of the things mentioned like in the interview.
What was she saying?
I think she was, because Houston Pride's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 21st, 22nd mm-hmm. or something. And she was supposed to perform there.
Right.
But she can't because she's up for like a BET award or uh-huh. something. And it, Pride is very important to her. And she just thought it was just a random, like, what she said is she thought it was a radio show. So she was like, oh, well, you know, let's do the BET thing. And then, like, she said she saw an article online where everyone was like, Lizzo's backing out of Houston Pride. She was like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, she didn't know that it was a Houston Pride show.
So wait, she was so like, what does that have to do with Joe's interview?
Because she was really, because Joe was just getting ready to ask her about, like, Houston and what does Pride mean to you when she literally just found out that day that she backed out of the Houston Pride show. She thought she was just backing out of a Houston radio show.
Right.
So and wait, like, is she mad at me, though? Because now you're making me...
So, like,
God.
Fans were, like, upset with her. So I think she was just done with the... And then you asked her these questions, so she just had to go, like, do an Instagram Live. And she was like, look, I'm real. I got to get this out there. I'm busy right now. That's a good thing. But I am so sorry. I didn't know it was a Houston Pride event.
Right. Maybe she thought that you were, like, attacking.
No! I throw softball questions out there.
Wow, this has even gotten worse.
All right.
Jeez.
Well,
it's worse than what we thought originally.
Next time it'll be Live Win Lizzo, okay?
1,000%. I would absolutely die to interview Lizzo.
So do you like Barstool Sports? Or like, can you dab? Do you know how to dab on stage? Joe and Alex show on radio now, and nobody wants to have to make an emergency call like to 911, but also nobody wants to get an emergency call saying, hey, is this pork chop? But that's kind of what happened to you, huh?
Yeah, I got a phone call, and so I'm originally from New Jersey, so my cell phone number is a 908 number, and I got a phone call from a 317 number, which, mm-hmm. in case you're listening in Houston and don't know, that is here in Indianapolis. So I was like, oh, this must be important. I'll answer. And, I was also expecting a call from the Indianapolis Zoo that morning. So I answered the phone, and they said, hi, this is Alpha K9. Is Lindsay there? And I'm like... no, I'm not Lindsay. You have the wrong number. And she's like, oh, okay, sorry. And I was like, no, but wait, this is weird because I live here and you must have, I feel like you had to have called me for a reason.
What are the chances?
Yeah, you called the New Jersey number. And so she's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. Oh, I see what happened. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you're the emergency contact for Lindsay Pesch. And I'm like, oh.
What?
She's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I accidentally called you. I meant to call Lindsay Pesch. And I was like, oh, wait, is there an emergency? Are the dogs okay? I was like, I'm actually here with her husband, Joe, right now. Do you need to talk to him? And she's like, no. And then I kind of got mad because they put me down as their dog's emergency contact and didn't tell me.
Wait, Joe, you and your wife did that?
Yeah.
Like, duh, you're supposed to tell
what?
Me.
833-JOE-ALEX. Does Porkchop have a right to be mad at me that I put him down as my emergency contact for my dogs,
no,
Benny and Paddington?
That's not the point.
It's that you didn't tell him.
Yeah, the point is you didn't tell me.
That is so weird.
So, like, I meant to tell you, but I just forgot.
What if I'm in the shower and Alpha K9's calling, emergency, emergency, it's Joe's dogs. What are we going to put him down or let him live?
And he's like, what are you even talking about?
Right?
Yeah, you definitely have to ask someone before you put them down as your emergency contact.
Are you just saying that because your butt hurt I didn't put Liv the web girl down as my emergency contact?
No, I'm not butt hurt. That's, I don't need any more responsibility in my life.
Oh,
I think
know.
We all
trust
can
me,
agree.
We agree 100%
right.
on that one.
Yeah, so I'm not mad about that, but you have to tell someone, you have to ask them to be, that's like a big deal. That's like asking someone to like take care of your kids, like if you happen
so
to pass.
Oh my, you're making such a big deal out of something. Okay, first of all, I probably meant to tell you that, hey, I'm putting you down as the emergency contact, but I think think it was on the spot. They're like, okay, well, who's your emergency contact? I'm like, well, I don't know.
But see, that's so irresponsible. They don't want you to do that. The reason they asked.
Yes, they do. They want an emergency contact, so I gave them one.
Yeah, but they want them to know. Also, like, you don't have anyone that you're closer to here than Porkchop.
I'm close with a few people, but I know that Porkchop, his schedule, he's pretty available, like, compared to other people.
Yeah, and I'm pretty responsible.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like you, Liv, but, like, I just don't trust you with my dogs.
No, that's okay.
I mean, I don't trust you with the well-being of Benny and Paddington.
I know, and you know what? I get a little unfair with dogs with rabies, so I get that, you know? I struggle dealing with dogs with rabies, like
I wish I could train my dogs, Liv, to only bite on command.
Sicker! I also get it, too, because Porkchop can kind of be a pushover, so, like, he'll say yes to anything. So, like, I get kind of why you chose him as your emergency contact, because maybe not everyone would have said yes to it, but you didn't even ask him.
Yeah,
you didn't even give him the opportunity.
Hope, there's no emergencies. Let's hope they don't call me back.
So wait, are you mad at the fact that I put you as emergency contact and didn't ask, or like that I didn't? Would you have been okay if I would have asked, hey, can I put you as emergency contact?
Well, no offense. At this point, it doesn't really matter because I just saved their number in my phone as Alpha Canine. Do not answer.
But can I keep you there as the emergency contact?
I mean,
I need you, dude, because if not, I got Alex or Liv. Either way, my dogs were probably going to die.
That's so sad.
Alex probably just wouldn't show up at all, and I'd probably just like forget to show up. I'd be like in the middle of something and like forget to.
Yeah, I could totally see that. All right, well, I apologize for forgetting to tell you that I put you down as the emergency contact.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that one, bro.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Alec Baldwin was asked about his recent comment saying he was done playing Donald Trump on SNL, and this is what he had to say about it.
You're done with Trump, huh?
No, more. No. I'd like to be done in terms of it crashes on my weekends, you know what I mean? So if we go, I mean, I go home, I'm in bed by like 3 o'clock in the morning after the show, and my kids are up at 5:30 in the morning.
Gwyneth Paltrow and husband Brad Falchuk don't live together full time. The actress tells the Sunday Times, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing. The Glee producer stays in his own nearby home with his children from his previous marriage. As for the co-parenting, Falchuk's son, Brody, and daughter Isabel, Paltrow adds that it's not always smooth sailing. She got really honest about that. And when asked if she's a good stepmom, she replied, I have no idea. I mean, sometimes that piece gets complicated when there are two teenage girls. If you're not all drinking the same Kool-Aid, it can be tough. I do think, though, at the end of the day, everyone wants the same thing, which is to feel loved and be accepted. My stepson, for example, he had a rough time beginning with it all, but now he and I have our own space together. I'm not his mother. He's not my son, but he knows he is very special to me. As for her ex-husband, Coldplay singer Chris Martin, she explains Chris's family and Brad and he, they're like totally friends and fine together. And Paltrow is fond of Martin's new girlfriend, Dakota Johnson. She said, I adore her. She's a fantastic woman. I think this is so bizarre that she does not live with her husband.
Yeah, it's very weird. I think it's just like some Hollywood stuff. Everybody else would live with their person. Unless they're separated, they wouldn't be living together.
Right.
But like me and Lindsay, we wouldn't be separated. First of all, how do we afford that? How does a normal person afford to live separate from their husband or wife?
Right.
They don't.
Not many people could afford that. And I just think it's weird. Like, the one thing I'm excited about when I do get married one day is to live with my significant other, with my husband, like, full time.
You have no clue what you're getting into.
Okay. Sophie Turner was getting interviewed for press for a new movie, Dark Phoenix, when she told a hilarious story about Matthew Perry.
I would walk around the corner every day to go to my local Budgens, which is a great little supermarket, and I would walk around the corner every day and I would see Matthew Perry outside smoking a cigarette, and I bought a lighter from Budgens so that I could walk up to him and offer to light his cigarette, and it was already lit. So, but yeah, he was there, and I thought he might see this tweet and then, I don't know, reach out to me and ask me on a date or something.
Wow.
I love her so much. Chris Hemsworth was doing a press tour for his new movie, Men in Black International, which is obviously about aliens. So he was asked about aliens and if he believes in them or not.
I think there's something else out there. I think it's pretty boring if we're alone, don't you reckon, in this kind of vast kind of space. It's a lonely thought, isn't it? I'd like to believe there was something else out beyond.
Coming up in the next garbage, this artist is getting real about her plastic surgery. This A-list couple had a surprise wedding this weekend, and James Corden called someone out at the Tony Awards.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, you can be anonymous for this because I really would like to hear from you. I'm just afraid that nobody's going to have the courage to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you've ever fantasized about murder. Yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX. Not actually doing it, but you're just so ticked off, you're so angry. That's it. I really don't want to talk to murderers, and then I'll get involved in your case, but fantasizing about murder, especially killing your boss, is normal. This is insane. Criminal psychologist Dr. Julia Shaw at the University College London said thoughts of killing others were actually a common phenomenon and an entirely human reaction. She went on to say there's been research looking at participants asking them if they've ever fantasized about murdering someone. More than half of people generally say yes, they have fantasized about murdering someone. What are the popular targets? Well, a few of them, your boss. Other one, your ex. Ex-partners. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You can remain anonymous if you'd like, or just tell us your name. Just let us know what you like, and we'll get you on air. Dr. Shaw continued. She told a science festival, murder fantasies are an empathy exercise. You think things through. You imagine what the consequences would be like. You imagine what it might be like to actually go through with it, and guess what your decision generally is. Nah, you know what? I'm not going to do it because those are not the consequences that I want. Now, live the web, girl.
Yes.
In total transparency, have you ever thought about murder?
I've never thought about murder. I mean, I've definitely thought about, like, getting revenge on people.
Like, without a name, was it, like, a coworker? Was it a ex-lover?
I've had, you know, ex-boyfriends that I've, like, thought of seeking revenge on and stuff. And I've definitely had coworkers where I, like, kind of daydream something bad happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it never, ever, ever is to the extent of murder, ever.
Now let's go on the coworker tip.
Mm-hmm.
What coworker have you ever fantasized about maybe something bad happening to them?
I mean, I thought we were not getting into that. We didn't have to say who exactly it was about.
Well, no, callers don't. I feel like we need to be transparent on the show.
Just coworkers. Don't worry about
it. Have you thought about killing me?
Oh my gosh.
No, like I said, I've never thought about ever killing anyone in my life. I've thought about maybe like bad things happening to someone or something like that. But I wouldn't say like it's murder. Never is it killing. Never is it dying.
Thought about killing two coworkers.
That's crazy.
But that's in the building.
Can we also define the word fantasize? Because you said you thought about, fantasize.
Well, I kind of did while you're getting the phone calls, because I know we got a couple people to talk to, 833-JOE-ALEX. They're saying just to think it out. Like, we get so angry, like, oh man, I want to punch him. But of course, you process it. You realize, hey, if I punch Porkchop in the face, there's consequences for that. Same thing. Now, if you're plotting out a murder, of course not.
When I think of the
of
word-
Of course not.
When I think of the word fantasize, I think about like what I'm going to eat for lunch, like donuts or McDonald's or, you know, Chick-fil-A.
That's what turns this guy on.
So I don't fantasize about murders because that's bad. That's rude and mean.
Of course.
I don't even think it's rude and mean. Like, I just like I never go there. I'm not that dark of a person. I don't think about like murders or like death ever.
833-JOE-ALEX. You guys are such liars. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? You ever thought about, you know, giving somebody the good old shiv?
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
It's like healthy to think about it so you don't let all that anger build up, but it's like you draw the line when you start planning it. You know what I mean?
Of course. That's not a fantasy. That's becoming a reality.
Yeah, but I mean, with all the movies and TV shows that are out there, it's kind of hard not to picture some of the people in your lives in those situations. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, that's people,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
People that make up those shows obviously fantasize about those kind of things. That's how they produce, you know, the material for it.
Great point.
Kayla, now that we know your name, I don't want to actually you to name anybody, but if you thought about a coworker or a significant other, like in the past, a family member, you're like, man, I could really give it to them.
Oh, definitely. Like the people, I've had an ex cheat on me before, so I was like, oh yeah, there's multiple things I could do to him, you know?
But see, when I've had an ex cheat on me, I just thought about, like, you know, I could call, like, I can make it so he gets a DUI, so then, like, his life is, like, ruined.
So that's how you get revenge on him.
So he thinks his life is ruined. I mean, it's not really, but yeah, that's, like, that's how I thought about revenge, but, like, I don't fantasize about, like, murder, or I've never fantasized of, like, actually hurting someone, which I think that because of all of the true crime that is out there, all of the nasty, grotesque details that we hear in like movies and TV shows of all of these deaths, it's normalizing this kind of violence and like murder and everything like that. And it's desensitizing us, which maybe that's why there is like a spike and why they're saying it's normal to fantasize about all this kind of stuff.
Poor Chuck.
I don't think it is.
You're the nice guy. You've never thought at all about like doing anything to somebody that's wronged you? A lover, a family member, a coworker.
I literally couldn't, no, I couldn't think of killing
anyone. God, of all the days Alex isn't here, I guarantee you Alex can line up every guy she's dated and talk about how she'd kill them.
Yeah, no, and there's a personality that I like on this reality TV show I like, and she will like literally go into description. She's like, I would pull out every single tooth of theirs.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, she goes into like gruesome, and she's obsessed with like murder mystery and like murder podcasts and things like that.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. I'd rather
share. Anonymous? Okay, Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Have you thought about maybe a coworker or a family member or an ex?
So my story is a little bit about a family member, and unfortunately, it's like a half-uncle.
Okay.
So I'm a grown adult, and my mother and I are about 20 years apart, and we were talking once. And she had told me that her half-brother, unfortunately, had molested her when she was a child.
Ooh.
And he was just a horrible human being, lived off government money, addicted to drugs, took money from my grandparents, just an awful, awful person. And unfortunately, I was like, you know, he's just worthless, and wouldn't it be amazing, like, if something happened to him while he was doing these drugs and... You know, he just didn't make it. And sad to say, like, I feel horrible that, you know, less than 2 years ago, he died of an unfortunate drug overdose.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't feel bad.
You didn't feel bad. Do you feel like you thinking about that made that happen?
Like manifested it?
I think it was bound to happen.
Okay, that makes sense. And I mean, obviously, we're not advocating, of course not, but this is what the psychologist says. To have those thoughts are normal. You don't act on them. You don't plan out how you're going to do it. But I mean, I found out, I won't say who, but I'll say a family member I know, when I found out that they were raped, and there's nothing I could do about it. It was way back in the past. I would want to, I don't know if I would, but I would want to kill the person. I'm still angry when I think about that, and that person was a victim, and I can't even imagine what that experience, how traumatic it was. But I think that's something that we all go through. So if you've ever thought about, man, it's a Monday, I can really kill one of my coworkers today because they're on my last nerve, don't do it, of course. But know that, hey, you're not alone. You're not like a total weirdo or psycho. Now, as we mentioned, if you start planning things out, yeah, you might want to go talk to a therapist for sure. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, this one's a good one. Let's start it out with this. A teenager in Canada. Canada. This kid told police he was trying to, answer nature's call when he got busted for speeding. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Manitoba clocked the 16-year-old kid driving 170 kilometers per hour, which is 105 miles per hour, which, by the way, for that area, was 43 miles over the speed limit.
That's crazy.
So what was his excuse for having the lead foot? Why was he, slamming the pedal to the floor? He said he had too many hot wings, and man, he had to go use the bathroom.
Hey, I've been there before.
I think we all have. The Mountie wasn't buying it and didn't really seem to care because he was actually really upset about how fast he was going. And he actually gave him a $727 fine. And the Mountie tacked on another $152 for not having a supervised driver in the car, because I guess it might have been like a learner permit kind of a situation. So that sucks.
So you know what the guy should have done?
What, Liv?
Just let it all out right there and right then to show the officer that he was serious.
Oh, God. I think that actually is a genius idea.
Exactly. Just let it all out. And then he's like, oh, wow, you were so serious. I am so sorry. Go clean yourself up.
I'm kind of wondering if anybody listening to the Joe and Alex show has ever done something like that where they've got pulled over for speeding and they really had to tinkle or go, like, you know, drop a dookie. Did you say that? Did it work?
I've thought about it before when I've been in that situation and like what exactly I would say to an officer, but I've never actually gotten pulled over.
All right, you can see this story. We actually have a photo of the cop taking a photo on the dash cam. Just go to our website, joanalexshow.com. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can join in to the debate that we're about to have. 833-JOE-ALEX. I wanted to ask Alex this, but she's actually off today. She was in Dallas over the weekend, and her flight back, because the storms got delayed, she got in really late this morning, so she's taking a nap right now and getting her beauty sleep. But her being on a plane, she could probably answer this. But I think we've all flown. When it comes to flying in the middle seat, does the person sitting in the middle seat on an airplane get both of those armrests? Or if they don't, then what do they do? Do they get one? Like, do they get the left side? Do they get the right side? Do they get none? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'd like to hear your input. Liv the Web Girl, you've been on a plane before.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you're in the middle, what do you get as far as armrests? Because you got somebody on your left and somebody on your right, and they got armrests too.
So I think that you should probably get the one on the left, definitely.
So it's like everybody get the left one guaranteed?
Right,
like the outside row gets that one?
Yeah, because sometimes like planes, if they only have like one armrest in between each seat, a lot of times like if you have the window seat, you don't have an armrest on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So you get they get the left one, so you'll get the next left one, and then the person on the aisle seat has the most outer left one.
See, I feel like if you're in the middle, you're screwed. Like especially if you're sitting next to me on your left or your right, I'm a big guy, so I'm totally spilling into your seat. I feel like if you're in the middle, you earn the right for two armrests, and that's just how life is.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, maybe, but honestly, if I'm in the middle, I don't even really use the armrest at all.
You don't?
No, I just like tuck my arms in and I just sleep sitting up, or I put my tray down and I put my arms on the tray and put my head on the tray, and that's where I sleep.
Or here's another scenario I just thought of. Let's say you are in the middle. Those ones come up, right? The left, like in the middle, they come up left and right side, they come up, don't they?
I think all of them do, yeah.
Well, the one on the very outside, they never do. Like, the aisles, those don't go all the way up.
I think they do.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never been able to. Hey, if you, like, fly, like, you know, I mean, sorry, if you're, like, a stewardess, I would love to know. Maybe you have the actual expert opinion. You know what you're talking about here. 833-JOE-ALEX to settle this debate. Pork Chop, what do you think, man? Who gets what in this middle stuff?
This is actually very interesting. I've never thought about this until now, and I'm kind of doing the math here. So if there's three seats, right?
Imagine correct.
Three people sit there.
Six elbows, unless you're missing an appendage.
Yes. So six elbows, and there's typically four armrests. So then I was thinking, definitely the person, you know, sitting next to the window, they've got one for sure that they know is theirs. Mm-hmm. Then the person on the outside, they've got one for sure they know is theirs.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it's whoever is like... the bigger, like Joe, you.
It's objective. It's not black and white. You're saying there's some gray area.
Yeah, but I feel like whoever's the bigger
person.
No, the bigger, like, can I say D?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna get two.
Jerk.
You're saying if you take both the middle ones, you're a jerk then.
Well, I'm saying if you're sitting by the window
you're
or on the right or on the left, it doesn't matter. Whoever the bigger jerk is sitting, that's the person that's going to get two.
Yeah, I think that doesn't matter what seat Joe was in, he would expect to have both arms.
No. Here's my thing.
If he's in the middle, he's like, I'm in the middle. I'll get you armrest.
I'm in the window.
This stinks. And then if he's in the aisle seat, he's like, the aisle seat is the worst. I get both armrests.
I never can get the armrest up in the aisle seat. It's always pinching my thigh. No, here's what I would do. If I was in the middle, I would put both of them up. I would try to keep my fat rolls contained, but I would have more room because I'd feel like I was like a, you know, a piece of spam in a can.
I don't want your body spilling over into my seat. So you want keep those down.
So you want me to have like a little muffin top right there?
I want there to be a little bit of a guarded area. I want there to be a fenced off area. I don't want you touching me if I don't know you.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, you got anything that you can contribute to this? What do you think?
Actually, I do. I am a flight attendant, and I've actually had this happen a lot, and you're 100% correct, as in common courtesy is the person in the middle seat gets the armrest because the person on the aisle has the armrest, and the person at the window has that armrest plus the fuselage to lean against. If you have a 3.5-hour flight, tucking your elbows in, you're going to get cramped. The tray tables, I don't recommend laying on because those things do not get cleaned.
Oh, really? God.
Yeah.
Yes, a plane is a cesspool. For germs.
That's so gross.
Yeah, don't eat off the tray tables. If you do, bring a Sani wipe and wipe that thing down before you lay on it.
Now, what about like me? I'm a fat guy. Where should I sit? Do you think it's the best thing? Like, should I
drive.
Sit?
And,
shut up, Liam. Shut up.
I would definitely recommend staying away from the middle seat if you can.
Yeah,
stay extra, sit on the aisle, sit at the window. If you can fit comfortably, I would recommend the exit row. Those normally have more room.
Yeah, do not sit by the window because then if you have to get up to go to the bathroom, you're making everybody on the plane move.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, just put your butt
right, but
butt
then
in
when
the
you
face.
Sit in the true. Aisle, then you have to get mad at everybody bugging you to get up.
These are so many good
and
things.
And he gets mad very easily, so this is true. I think that flying might just not be for Joe.
Or Joe, just sit at the exit window and, you know, accidentally exit window, and then you'll be, you know, just, you'll fly out.
Oh my gosh.
What are you trying to say?
I don't
understand. Like are you saying, I don't understand. Explain yourself.
No, go ahead.
You got the jokes. Let's hear what you're trying to say.
The exit room row usually has more space, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's why you want to sit there. Yeah, Joe, that's a great idea.
No, I think what we've come to in this whole debate is the conclusion is Joe should just not fly.
That is not even true.
He should just stick to driving.
I am a wonderful passenger on an airplane.
I don't believe that.
Are you serious?
What do you do if there's a crying baby?
I say, oh, wow, that baby's annoying. But I don't say, like, shut your baby up or I'm going to put in the overhead bin.
I can see you saying stuff under your breath like, oh, wow, they got to bring a crying
baby.
Maybe
you should just.
No, that's Lindsay, my wife. She'll complain about that. I don't say anything.
Pay for first class.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like that would happen.
Like, you think I'm gonna spring for anything above economy?
Yeah, never.
Have you met me? Hi, my name's Joe. I'm the cheapest guy in the world. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this apparently is like the big summer trend. I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. 833 Joe Alex. If you would do this, they're calling it a sunburn tattoo. It reminds me of back when I was in high school, and that was back in like 2004, where girls would go to the tanning beds and they would have like that little Playboy bunny logo on there, and they would do it so that was really pale and white, but the rest of their skin would be like tan, or in this case, getting a little burnt, a little red. 833 Joe Alex, would anybody actually want to do this summer? They're saying it's gaining more popularity, not just with the Playboy bunny thing, but basically you stencil a design on your skin, then go outside in the sun, and when you're sunburned, the pale spots where the stencil was will stand out after it's all said and done. Pork chop, you ever think about going out there, getting a little tramp stamp on your butt?
No, I'm very, very pale and white, and whenever I go outside, just even, dude, I could be out there for 15 minutes, and I will turn red, and I just absolutely hate it, so I tend to stay away from the sun, or I'll wear clothes, or just, you know.
I wonder, because, like, I know girls back in the day did this, that's why I'm wondering now, like, in tanning beds, I'm wondering now if girls would actually want to do this, or if it's something they would totally avoid.
Well, my friends would kind of do it as a joke. They would get, like, you know, if you fell asleep in the sun, they'd get the sunscreen, and then make the outline of, like, some maybe
like a ding-dong?
Genitalia, yeah.
A and wiener?
Then, yeah, and they'd squeeze a whole bunch so it sits there, and then when they wake up, they
get that off me. What is this?
Tattoo. Yeah, they get that off of them, and then everything else is sunburned, and that one part is just white.
Imagine how, like, when you pass out at a party, people draw a wiener on you with a marker, and that takes a bit to come off. What if you did that with the sunscreen when somebody's passed out? Like, it was super, like, super blockage, and it's like a giant DM.
Well, so I have friends when we were on spring break, they would pass out, like, on the. like in like the pool chair, and people would still take a Sharpie because it would still kind of do the same thing.
Oh yeah, like sunscreen almost. It's blocking the skin contact.
Mm. Right.
Just sounds painful.
Oh God, okay. Well, you could let us know if this is something you'd want to do, if you'd actually want to do the kind of sunburn tattoos, which you're saying is the big trend or fad. I haven't seen anybody else do this since 2004, but hey, maybe it's on the comeback, you know, on the come up. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, 100.9. It's going to do it for a Monday edition of the show. Alex, of course, she'll be back tomorrow. That's a good old Murder Monday replay right there. If you want to find out what happened to her, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because she was supposed to be here, but something very interesting happened. She's okay. She is okay. That'll happen Tuesday here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you miss anything, joeandalexshow.com. You can check out everything. Live the Web Girl, what's going on for the rest of your Monday?
I just have to work later tonight around 5 o'clock at the gym daycare. So that's all I've got going on, pretty much.
I'd be working on my sickness with those kiddos. Nice. Pork Chop, what do you got going on for your Monday?
I was thinking of just taking a little 4-hour nap.
Ooh.
Just a small nap.
Yeah, just a small, quaint one. Just half of your required sleep every night.
But I was also maybe thinking of taking a few Uber trips so I have, like, money to eat food today.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Didn't get that money you were expecting in the paycheck, did you?
No, actually. Yeah, I already talked to the boss about that.
Ooh. Me and Liv got our money.
What?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, wait. Way to play along. You suck at this game.
Hey, I'll joke about a lot of things. My money is not something I'm going to joke about. I did not get that money.
What do I feel like you walked into our boss like ran like, bitch, but I have my money. Pay me what you owe me. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm getting by. That's the one nice thing about being married. You get to have half of what the other person makes, so that's always cool. Helps out when bill time comes around. All right, hey, check it out. We'll be back tomorrow starting at 6. If you missed anything, like I said, joeandalexshow.com. You can also check out my awkward interview with Lizzo. That'll be posted up there shortly as well. All right, Alex can't do it because she's not here. So Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.